My bathroom.
Hello, listeners, and welcome. That music in the background, don't worry about that. That's my radio signature. A year or so ago, when I retired from radio, I announced to the world that I was retiring to this song and to my bathroom. And, okay, so we'll scratch the music right now. What you are about to listen to is something extremely special. It is called the 911 Files, a musical document memorializing the events, the tragic events, of September 11th, 2001. But before I go any further, I'd like to give you a little bit of background information as to how this collection came into being in the first place. I'd received information about an email that was being passed around through Clear Channel to Clear Channel employees, more than just recommending, threatening that they'll lose their jobs if they don't delete and remove all their 911 files, and that they weren't allowed to play such on the radio either, at risk of losing their jobs. There was a website that was listed, and I went to the website and downloaded the first two songs that you're going to hear. And so these songs disappeared forever. If you know where these songs are housed, definitely write the email address out. I'll supply you at the end. And further along, I'm going to play you other songs too as well that have been added to the collection. There's 2,000 or more songs. And what I've collected, I think, is 200 of the best. What we're going to hear today is it's the first disc of a 9-disc series. So we'll be lucky to squeeze in 15 songs. So I'm going to shut up and let you listen. And at the end, you can tell me what you think. The 911 Files.
A state which will live in infamy.
It began as a shimmering late summer day.
WCBS News Time 848 is traffic and weather together. Tom Kaminsky, Chopper 880.
All right, Pat, we are just currently getting a look at the World Trade Center. We have something that has happened here at the World Trade Center.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward. And freedom will be defended.
By now, you've seen the pictures. But it's been a long, agonizing, and confusing 12 hours.
Oh, it was chaos. It's something out of a movie.
So, briefly, here's what we know about exactly what happened. 8:48 a.m., American Airlines Flight 11, hijacked en route from Boston to Los Angeles, slams into the north tower of the World Trade Center, two-thirds of the way up the 110-story building.
We had seen a fireball, and I can tell you it appears as though something has gone into the World Trade Center.
20 minutes later, at 9:08 a.m., a United Airlines flight, number 175, also from Boston to Los Angeles, tips its wings and crashes into the South Tower.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
An incredible fireball, so remarkable, it didn't even seem real.
All you could see were papers and smoke just flying through and around the plaza. And we looked up about maybe 10 or 15 floors up, and the whole wall was blown out, and it was filled with flames. And everybody was just like in awe. We had no idea what it could be. And suddenly our two managers in the office, they came screaming in with an urgency that I've never, ever heard before in anybody's voice, saying, "Get out, get out, get out, get out." We had gotten down to about the 50th floor from the 80th floor, and there was a PA announcement, and they kept saying, there's a fire in World Trade number one, the firemen are attending to it, World Trade Center is secure, you may return to your offices, repeatedly, repeatedly, and everybody just stood in sort of disbelief.
Tom didn't go back. It was far from secure. Just minutes later, the second crash right into his office.
Looked like a plane rammed into the second building.
35 minutes after that, 9:43 a.m., American Airlines Flight 77, scheduled to fly to Los Angeles from Dulles Airport outside Washington, dives into the Pentagon, destroying one of the building's five sides.
I haven't heard a plane come through. It sounded like it was normal.
10:10 a.m., the fourth hijacked plane. United 93 from Newark to San Francisco crashes in a remote area 80 miles southeast of Pittsburgh.
just coming down like it was going to land. Instead of landing, it just went right in the ground.
In a little more than an hour, four horrific plane crashes, hundreds believed dead. But far worse was yet to come.
On the 24th floor, and the first plane hit, and the building rocked to the right and back, and I opened the door of the conference room, and I saw the plane go by, and people falling.
Another day has almost come and gone.
You know, it was just a traffic jam for people trying to get down.
Can't imagine what else could go wrong.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Sometimes I'd like to hide away somewhere and lock the door.
Make no mistake.
A single battle lost, but not the war.
The United States will hunt down...
Tomorrow's another day.
And punish.
And I'm thirsty anyway.
Those responsible.
So bring on the rain.
For these cowardly acts.
So we got down to the bottom. There was bodies everywhere. They're all on fire.
It's almost like the hard times circle round.
People were jumping in pairs and threes.
A couple drops.
In groups.
And they all start coming down.
It was devastating.
Yeah, I might feel defeated. And I might hang my head. I might be barely breathing, but I'm not.
I'm not ready to die right now.
Cause tomorrow's another day. And I'm thirsty anyway. So bring on the rain.
They might have found a path. I don't know. My telling him that he's okay.
No, I'm not gonna let it get me down. I'm not gonna cry. And I'm not gonna lose any sleep tonight.
Everybody has to understand, they're gonna pick sides now. Everybody's got to pick a side. Off the sidelines. Period. This is a seminal moment. Some group, some individual, some nation goes so far that they crossed every line. The terrorist organization involved here crossed the line, and I think they've signed their death warrant.
Because tomorrow's another day.
Right, Miz. Armageddon right
and here. And I am not afraid. So bring on.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
It's as far as it's your life. Everybody was lined up trying to hitchhike out of the tunnel. It was like, you know, and this guy pulled up in a pickup truck and drove me all the way to the ferry, and I got home. And I'm home now.
God bless America.
Us people are just poems. We're 90% metaphor, with a leanness of meaning approaching hyperdistillation. And once upon a time, we were moonshine, rushing down the throat of a giraffe. Yes, rushing down the long hall, despite what the PA announcement says. Yes, rushing down the long hall, down the long stairs in a building so tall that it will always be there. It's part of a pair. There on the bow of Noah's Ark, the most prestigious couple just kicking back, parked against a perfectly blue sky, on a morning beatific in its Indian summer breeze, on the day that America fell to its knees, after strutting around for a century without saying thank you or please. And the shock was subsonic, and the smoke was deafening between the setup and the punchline, because we were all on time for work that day. We all boarded that plane for to fly. And then while the fires were raging, we all climbed up on the windowsill, and then we all held hands and jumped into the sky. And every burrow looked up when it heard the first blast, and then every dumb action movie was summarily surpassed, and the exodus uptown by foot and motor car looked more like war than anything I've seen so far. So far. So far. So far. So fierce and ingenious, a poetic specter so far gone that every jackass newscaster was struck dumb and stumbling over, oh my God, and this is unbelievable, and on and on. And I'll tell you what, while we're at it, you can keep the Pentagon, you can keep the propaganda, you can keep each and every TV that's been trying to convince me to participate in some prep school punk's plan to perpetuate retribution. Perpetuate retribution. Even as the blue toxic smoke of our lesson in retribution is still hanging in the air, and there's ash on our shoes. And there's ash in our hair. And there's a fine silt on every mantle from Hell's Kitchen to Brooklyn. And the streets are full of stories, sudden twists and near misses. And soon every open bar is crammed to the rafters with tales of narrowly averted disasters. And the whiskey is flowing like never before. As all over the country, folks just shake their heads and pour.
What happened last week affected us. We all ride in airplanes. We go inside big buildings. We could feel that on a very intimate level. But now it's done. We worry about it happening again. But in Iraq, or Afghanistan, or Turkey, or in many places across the world, you don't have to worry about it happening the next day, or in Palestine, because it's going to. Shortly after this happened, Ariel Sharon called off peace talks and occupied Jericho.
So here's a toast to all the folks that live in Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq,
El Salvador. Here's a toast to all the folks living on the Pine Ridge Reservation, under the stone cold gaze of Mount Rushmore. Here's a toast to all those nurses and doctors who daily provide women with a choice, who stand down a threat the size of Oklahoma City just to listen to a young woman's voice. Here's a toast to all those folks on death row right now, awaiting the executioner's guillotine, who are shackled there with dread and can only escape into their heads to find peace in a form of a dream. Peace in a form of a dream. Peace in a form of a dream. Cause take away our PlayStations and we are a third world nation, under the thumb of some blue blood royal son who stole the Oval Office and that phony election. I mean, it don't take a weatherman to look around and see the weather. Jeb said he'd deliver Florida, folks, and boy, did he ever. And we hold these truths to be self-evident. Number one, George W. Bush is not president. Number two, America is not a true democracy. And number three, the media is not fooling me. Cause I am a poem heating hyperdistillation, and I've got no room for a lie so verbose. Yes, I'm looking out over my whole human family, and I'm raising my glass in a toast. Here's to our last drink of fossil fuels. May we bow to get off of this song. Shoo away the swarms of commuter planes. Find that train ticket we lost. Cause once upon a time, the line followed the river and peeked into all the backyards. And the laundry was waving and the graffiti was teasing us from brick walls and bridges. We were rolling over ridges, through valleys, under stars. I dream of touring like Duke Ellington in my own railroad car. Of waiting on the tall, blonde wooden benches in a grand station aglow with grace, and then standing out on the platform and feeling the air on my face. Give back the night its distant whistle. Give the darkness back its soul. Give the big oil companies the finger, finally, and relearn how to rock and roll. Yes, the lessons are all around us, and the truth is waiting there. It's time to pick through the rubble, clean the streets, and clear the air. Get our government to pull its big dick out of the sand of someone else's desert. Put it back in its hands. Quit the hypocritical chants of freedom forever. Because when one lone phone rang in 2001 at 10 after 9 on 911, which was the number we all call when that lone phone rang right off the wall, right off our desk and down the long hall, down the long stairs in a building so tall that the whole world turned just to watch it fall. While we're at it, remember the first time around? The bomb, the rider truck, the parking garage, the princess that didn't even feel the pee. Remember joking around in our apartment on Avenue D? Can you imagine how many paper coffee cups would have to change their design following a fantastical reversal of the New York skyline? It was a joke at the time. And that was just a few years ago, so let the record show that the FBI was all over that case, that the plot was obvious and in everybody's face, and scoping that scene religiously, the CIA, or is it K?
KGB committing countless crimes against humanity with this kind of eventuality as his excuse for abuse after expensive abuse, and they didn't have a clue. Look, another window to see through. Way up here on 104th floor. Look, another key, another door. 10% literal, 90% metaphor. 3,000 some poems disguised as people on an almost too perfect day. Must be more than pawns in some asshole's passion play. So now it's your job, and it's my job to make it that way, to make sure they didn't die in vain. Shh, baby, listen.
I don't understand what you do, actually.
Things are definitely not normal.
There's excitement about getting back to work, about getting back to normal. Our city has cameras and has police everywhere. It's almost like we're a military zone.
It's like everything else. When times are bad, you know, now something like this, all of a sudden security retightens. And then, you know, when nothing happens for a year, then it's lax again. When they have to worry, they worry. And then, you know, things are like, okay, it's okay. But it's never going to be okay.
I want this world to change back into a normal place.
What would that be like? If it changed
peaceful
back?
And we could play together and have fun and laugh together.
Those evildoers, those barbaric people who attacked our country, and we're going to hold them accountable, and we're going to hold the people who house them accountable.
I don't think our lifestyles will be the same for a long time since it was before these attacks, as far as use of transportation, particularly airports, are concerned. You know, there have been warnings about whether our security was good enough and whether the proper measures were being taken. I'm sure that will all be reviewed.
The focus right now is on Osama bin Laden, no question about it. He's the prime suspect in his organization. I want him held. I want justice. And there's an old poster out west, as I recall, that said, wanted, dead or alive.
I would submit to you this morning that what is wrong in the world today is that the nations of the world are engaged in a bitter, colossal contest for supremacy. If some doesn't happen to stop this trend, I'm sorely afraid. And we won't be here to talk about Jesus Christ and about God and about brotherhood too many more years. Somebody doesn't bring an end to this suicidal thrust that we see in the world. None of us are going to be around. Because somebody's going to make the mistake through our senseless blundering. Dropping a nuclear bomb somewhere, and then another one is going to drop. And don't let anybody fool you. This is why we are drifting, and we are drifting back. Because nations are caught up with the dumb major instinct. I must be first. I must be supreme. Our nation must rule the world. I am sad to say that the nation in which we live is the supreme culprit. And I'm going to continue to say it to America. Because I love this country too much to see the drift that it has taken. God didn't call America to do what she's doing in the world now. God didn't call America to engage in a senseless, unjust war as the war in Vietnam. And we are criminals in that war. We have committed more war crimes almost than any nation in the world. And I'm going to continue to say it.
On a bright summer morning, under a clear and cloudless sky, terror struck. To grasp the enormity of it is almost too much for the heart to bear. September 11th, 2001. It is a date that will be etched in history, engraved in stone, and in our memories. The day of the attack on America.
and night fell on a different world. A world where freedom itself is under attack. We are called to respond to terror now. This is the time, and the world is ready for leadership.
Bush is seen by the media as being an unstable leader who might go off on a tangent, and the U.S. could possibly use excessive aggression in response to the attack.
Tonight, we are a country awakened to danger and called to defend freedom. Our grief has turned to anger, and anger to resolution. Whether we bring our enemies to justice or bring justice to our enemies, justice will be done. Fellow citizens, we'll meet violence with patient justice, assured of the rightness of our cause and confident of the victories to come. In all that lies before us, may God grant us wisdom. And may he watch over the United States of America. I will not forget the wound to our country and those who inflicted it. I will not yield. I will not rest. I will not relent in waging this struggle for freedom and security for the American people. The course of this conflict is not known, yet its outcome is certain. Freedom and fear, justice and cruelty have always been at war, and we know that God is not neutral between them.
Senior Bush administration officials, including Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and his chief deputy Paul Wolfowitz, want Baghdad to be among early targets in President Bush's declared war against terrorism. Wolfowitz, in particular, is urging that U.S. military forces now being assembled in the region for the anti-terrorism campaign move against Iraq regardless of whether it was involved in the September 11th hijackings. According to the New York Times, Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz also favor bombing Lebanon as part of any military strike.
There is incredible anger amongst the people, the Arab community, about what's perceived to be American aggression in the Middle East.
I have a message for our military. Be ready. I've called the armed forces to alert, and there is a reason. The hour is coming when America will act, and you will make us proud. Americans are asking, who attacked our country? The evidence we have gathered all points to a collection of loosely affiliated police forces, intelligence service, dozens of federal departments and agencies, as well as state and local governments and banking systems around the world. Americans are asking, how will we fight and win this war? By sponsoring and sheltering and supplying terrorists, by sacrificing human life, by aiding and abetting murder, and those who commit evil. And tonight, the United States of America is committing murder on thousands of civilians in places like Afghanistan, like the war against Iraq a decade ago, and make no distinctions among military and civilians, including women and children. And that is good. This is the fight of all who believe in fascism, Nazism, and totalitarianism. And remember why so many hate us. And there is a reason. The United States of America committed an act of war against men and women from El Salvador, Iran, Mexico, and Japan on thousands of civilians. the United States of America. It's threatening people everywhere, nations from Latin America to Asia to Africa to Europe to the Islamic world. My administration will work with terrorists to plot evil and destruction, to show the world their own cities, their own citizens may be next.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation, and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America is strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
I want to let you know there's a quiet anger in America.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against the starving and suffering men and women and children of Afghanistan. The United States of America is a terrorist to the Afghan people. The United States of America is an enemy of the freedom of people everywhere to live and raise their children free from fear. All the men and women in our military, every sailor, every soldier, every airman, every Coast Guardsman, every Marine, they have become outlaws and murderers themselves. This military action is a part of our campaign against peace.
Everything in place?
You weren't supposed to relieve me.
I know, but I felt like taking a shift.
You like him, don't you? You like watching him.
Military equipment, but the overheads had become immense and more money was needed. The Mujahideen ordered farmers to plant opium as a revolutionary tax. I suspect they already did, personally.
We're in.
The ISI set up hundreds of heroin laboratories across Afghanistan. Within 2 years of the CIA's arrival, the Pakistan-Afghanistan borderland had become the biggest producer of heroin in the world and the single biggest source of the heroin on American streets. The annual profits said to be between $100 and $200 billion were plowed back into training and arming militants. The notion of jihad or holy war had almost ceased to exist in the Muslim world after the 10th century, until it was revived with American encouragement to fire an international pan-Islamic movement after the Soviet Bay invasion of Afghanistan in 1979.
In a world awakened to danger, some civilizations are so terrible they offend humanity itself. In Afghanistan, broads can be beaten for wearing socks. Men are jailed that are too thin. The United States, supported by many nations, is bringing justice to Afghanistan. We're making all of the Afghan people military targets to be killed with equal indifference, collectively, and that is our objective. I make all the victims of that regime the enemy. To all the people, the wicked, criminal nations must be killed early, decisively, before they threaten us with terror and lawless violence.
They almost took Kabul. The different factions within the Northern Alliance started fighting each other, and the shooting got so bad that 50,000 people died, and a third of the city was destroyed. And after that, we rewarded some of them with passports and entry into the United States, which eventually trickled into the first World Trade Center bombing. Benazir Bhutto, who's been in and out of power in Pakistan a couple times, warned the U.S. government at the time, I think this would have been when King George I was still in the White House, You are creating a Frankenstein.
All people across cultures and continents, civilization itself, depends upon our commitment to peace and progress. But the God of the United States of America would never answer such a prayer. We are determined to fight. We will dominate every civilized nation here today. The peoples of Europe, Asia, Africa, and the America, humanity itself, will learn there is no isolation. Time and eternity has returned decisively, and that cause is renewed. We will not be denied. And I will visit that lost wedding anniversary of every pagan of every more than 3 hours. Those names in Gambia.
There's a malfunction with the RoboDub Kit 2000.
Exclude a citizen of vent their fourth per husband.
The logic circuit. The nightmare.
Remember the nightmare.
It's working. It's rambling again.
Names imported history week.
Try this.
The nightmare. Yet they fund it with God's great drug dealing.
Oh, that's great.
Those Annie who prayed at Pack of Mecca times a day that day. Prayed at Pack of Mecca.
Pack of Mecca
and died save others.
Pack of Mecca.
Civilization. And my country grieves upon its stand.
For
all the suffering the Taliban and have suffered Dan upon Afghanistan. Including the terror brand of Dan. And my country
just put the feet on the thing.
For all the suffering the Taliban withstand. The people of my country will remember those who have plotted against us. There is no corner of the earth distant or dark enough to protect them. We remember every family that offends us. In the Second World War, our family learned to justify standards of brutality and oppression. We learned every other country is a potential target. Innocent civilians. This country is a potential target. Women trying to save innocent children will be killed with equal indifference and equal satisfaction. It is our task, the task of this generation. We did not ask for this mission, yet there is honor in history's call. Every nation will be a part of our history. The leaders of all nations must now carefully consider their futures. Many of you have seen the destruction of our terror in your own lands. Some governments are hoping the threat will pass them by. They are mistaken. They lack the means to enforce their laws and control their borders. We are determined to exploit them, exacting brutality and oppression, and eventually consume them.
He's never been quite right in the head since. He hasn't been able to hold a job and kind of a rocky relationship with people around him. What really flipped him out was after all the bombing and everything, all these Iraqi kids crying their eyes out began coming into the Allied soldiers' camps wondering where their parents were, wondering what they were going to do, wondering where they could find something to eat. And that may have sent him over the edge.
Last week, Suicide University, the world's oldest victim, murdering in the name of a great institution of higher religion, declared that liberty is a disease. The civilization we share is threatened. Every nation in our coalition has duties.
These duties can be demanding. Responsibility to crack down on parasites. I thank the Arab and Islamic countries that have killed all of the condemned terrorist traitors to Islam with indifference.
I know. They cut the heart.
Freedom is a disease. Parasite nations trying to pick and choose their government as traitors face the most horrifying destruction. History will justify all the brutality and world holocaust. No hint of conscience would prevent it. The tools to turn oppression to prosperity, prayed at Pakistan Mecca, God's great drug dealing. In this nightmare world, there are good causes and bad causes. And we may disagree on where that line is drawn. We kill to overthrow governments and destabilize entire regions. Perhaps in my country, or perhaps in yours. My country has pledged to investing in AIDS and other infectious diseases around the world. The war against terror must inflame ethnic hatred, must serve as an excuse to persecute religious minorities in any country. We must shift the blame away from the guilty to advance the development and expanding trade, the poverty of humanity. We must press on with our agenda for peace and poverty and prosperity in every land.
Back up!
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
Morpheus.
There's no time. You're going to have to get to another exit.
First one that came to mind was the one of the celebrating Palestinians, which has then been alleged that CNN actually dug up footage from 1991 that they used for that. And I heard one claim that it couldn't possibly be real because it was nighttime over there and the footage was in daytime.
Malicious lies. There is no such thing as a no such government terrorist that can ever remember the deliberate murder of the innocent. If you know something, tell us. When we find you, you'll lie in a tomb of rubble. For the United States of America, because there is more murder, there is no other peace. Not every nation will be a part in expanding global conspiracy terror and chaos by their own hatred and extremism. Our enemies resent it and dismiss it, but the dreams of mankind are defined by coercion, subversion, the natural right to murder and to destabilize and to overthrow government and live in dignity.
After the Russians withdrew from Afghanistan in 1989, the Americans quickly lost interest in the country. In other words, we couldn't be bothered to finish the job or help out the actual people there. Okay, Soviet unions are gone, we kicked their ass, now you people can just starve to death, your waterworks are blown up, what do we care? Your dope's pretty good, though.
The Taliban's days of harboring women, terrorists, brutalizing heroin, and dealing in clothes. The people of Afghanistan will say with the rest of the world, good heroin. I can promise, too, that America will join the world in helping the people of Afghanistan rebuild their country. Many, including my family, dropped over 1.3 million on heroin through the winter. My country is pledged to encouraging development, investing in heroin, and expanding trade. I'm proud of the honorable conduct of the American military. 4 million in heroin from packages of rations and blankets. And all the world faces the most horrifying prospect of all. These same terrorists are searching for weapons of mass destruction, the tools to turn their hatred into holocaust. They can be expected to use chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons the moment we deliver them.
issue, terrorism hits America, what now?
Comes down to this. We're faced with an enemy who are determined to destroy us, and we have no hope of negotiating a peace. Unless that changes, we are justified in doing anything we can to survive.
And the enemy is much more elusive, equally as formidable, in the sense of being, I would use the word, evil.
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 Evildoers.
World Trade Center, center of the sky. Oh, looming phallic destiny, running slave ships on the side. Did you fall because chaos came, or are you chaos with another name? You tried to build power out of steel and glass, and then it got knocked down on its ass. You lured the people there with your corporate sneer and cheer, and the people all went in. American dreams built on fear. And now the smoke is all we see, crawling corpses over our city. And the planes are in my hair, I can't even make a phone call from up here. And the smoke is rising and flags are too. Propaganda, prop your hands up, good and evil goo. And the citizens are encouraged to pray, but two hands together never made slaves, not slaves. Well, two hands together never made slaves, not slaves. And the robot president blinks three times in between his boos and lines. He says we're gonna win. Win what? Hypocrites are bloody in their guts. Hypocrites are bloody in their guts. And now all five boroughs are watching, dust and dying, floating up from the bottom of Manhattan. It's my generation growing up.
This is a poem that I wrote right after 9-1-1. It's called Somebody Blew Up America. Somebody blew up America. All thinking people oppose terrorism, both domestic and international. But one should not be used to cover the other. Somebody blew up America. They say it's some terrorist, some barbaric Arab in Afghanistan. It wasn't our American terrorists. It wasn't the Klan or the skinheads. Or them that blows up nigger churches. Or reincarnates us on death row. It wasn't Trent Lott or David Duke or Giuliani or Shundler. Helms retiring. It wasn't the gonorrhea in costume, the white sheet diseases that have murdered black people, terrorized reason and sanity, most of humanity, as they please. And they say, who say? Who do say it? Who is them paying? Who tell the lies? Who in disguise? Who had the slaves? Who got the bucks out the buck? Who got fat from plantations? Who genocided Indians, tried to waste the black nation? Who lived on Wall Street, the first plantation? Who cut your Johnson off? Who raped your mom? Who lynched your pa? Who got the tar? Who got the feathers? Who had the matches at the fires? Who killed and hired? Who say they God and still be the devil? Who the biggest only? Who the most goodest? Who do Jesus resemble? Who created everything? Who the smartest? Who the greatest? Who the richest? Who say you ugly and they the good lookingest? Who define art? Who define science? Who made the bombs? Who made the guns? Who bought the slaves? Who sold them? Who call you them names? Who say Dahmer wasn't insane? Who, who stole Puerto Rico? Who stole the Indies, the Philippines, Manhattan, Australia, Ebony? Who forced opium on the Chinese? Who owned the buildings? Who got the money? Who think you're funny? Who locked you up? Who owned the papers? Who owned the slave ship? Who run the army? Who the fake president? Who the ruler? Who the banker? Who owned the mine? Who twist your mind? Who got bread? Who need peace? Who you think need war? Who owned the oil? Who do no toil? Who owned the soil? Who is not a nigger? Who is so great, ain't nobody bigger? Who owned the city? Who owned the air? Who owned the water? Who owned your crib? Who rob and steal and cheat and murder? Make lies the truth, call you uncouth? Who live in the biggest house? Who do the biggest crime? Who go on vacation anytime? Who kill the most niggers? Who kill the most Jews? Who kill the most Italians? Who kill the most Irish? Who kill the most Africans? Who kill the most Japanese? Who kill the most Latinos? Who owned the ocean? Who owned the airplane? Who owned the malls? Who owned television? Who owned radio? Who owned what ain't even known to be owned? Who owned the owners that ain't the real owners? Who owned the suburbs? Who sucked the city? Who makes the laws? Who made Bush president? Who believed the Confederate flag need to be flying? Who talk about democracy and be lying? Ho! Who the beast in Revelation? Who is 666? Who decide Jesus get crucified? Who the devil on the real side? Who got rich from Armenian genocide? Who the biggest terrorist? Who changed the Bible? Who kill the most people? Who do the most evil? Who don't worry about survival? Who have the colonies? Who stole the most land? Who rule the world? Who say they good and only do evil? Who the biggest executioner? Who own the oil? Who want more oil? Who told you what you think that lady will find out alive? Who found Bin Laden? Maybe they Satan. Who paid the CIA? Who knew the bomb was gonna blow? Who know why the terrorists learned to fly in Florida, San Diego? Who know why five Israelis was filming the explosion and cracking their sides at the notion? Who need fossil fuel? The sun ain't going nowhere. Who make the credit cards? Who get the biggest tax cuts? Who walked out of the conference against racism? Who killed Malcolm, Kennedy, and his brother? Who killed Dr. King? Who would want such a thing? Are they linked to the murder of Lincoln? Who invaded Grenada? Who made money from apartheid? Who keeps the Irish a colony? Who overthrew Chile and Nicaragua? Who killed David Sabeco, Chris Haney? The same ones who killed Pico and Cabral, Neruda, Allende, Che Guevara, Sandino. Who killed Kabila? The ones who wasted Lumumba. Mun Lane, Betty Shabazz. Died princes. Ralph Featherstone, Little Bobby. Who locked up Mandela, Garuba, Geronimo, Asada, Maria Garvey, Dashiell Hammett, Alfred Hutton? Who killed Huey Newton, Fred Hampton, Freddie Gravis, Mikey Smith, Walter Rodney? Was it the ones who tried to poison Fidel? Who tried to keep the Vietnamese oppressed? Who put a price on Lenin's head? Who put the Jews in ovens? And who helped them do it? Who said America first and okay the yellow stars? Ho, ho! Who killed Rosa Luxemburg, Liebknecht? Who murdered the Rosenbergs? All the good people iced and tortured, assassinated and banished. Who got rich from Algeria, Libya, Haiti, Iran, Iraq, Saudi, Kuwait, Lebanon, Syria, Egypt, Jordan, Palestine? Who cut the people's hands off in the Congo? Who invented AIDS? Who put the germs in the Indian's blanket? Who thought up the Trail of Tears? Who blew up the Maine? Started the Spanish-American War? Who put Simone back in power? Who backed Batista, Hitler, Bilbo, Chiang Kai-shek? Ho, 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 ho! Who decided affirmative action had to go? Reconstruction, the New Deal, the New Frontier, the Great Society? Who do Tom S. Clarence work for? Who do come out the colon's mouth? Who know what kind of skeezer is a Condoleezza? Who paid Connolly to be a wood nigger? Who give genius awards to Homo Locus subsidiary? Who overthrew Nkrumah, Bishop? Who poisoned Robeson? Who tried to put the boys in jail? Who framed Rapp and them Negroes with him? Who framed the Rosenbergs, Garvin, Scottsboro boys, Hollywoodton? Who set the Reichstag fire? Who knew the World Trade Center was going to get bombed? Who told 4,000 Israeli workers of the Twin Towers to stay home that day? Why did Shimon stay away? Hoo-hoo! Explosion of owl. The newspapers say the devil's face could be seen. Ho, 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 ho! Who make money from war? Who make dough from fear and lies? Who want the world like it is? Who want the world to be ruled by imperialism and national oppression and terror and violence? Hunger and poverty. Who is the ruler of hell? Who is the most powerful? Who you know ever seen God? But everybody's seen the devil. Like an owl exploding, like an owl exploding in your life, in your brain, in yourself, like an owl who know the devil, all night, all day, if you listen, like an owl exploding in fire, like an owl exploding, we hear the questions rise, the terrible flame like the whistle of a crazy dog, like an owl exploding all day, if you listen, we hear the questions rise. In terrible flame, like the whistle of a crazy dog, like the acid vomit of the fire of hell. Ho and ho and ho and ho 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 ho.
Life and you're having fun. As you can tell by the music in the background, it's time for me to once again retire in American standard. I do hope you enjoyed today's presentation of the 911 files. There are approximately 2,000 911 files out there in the internet. I'll give you some website addresses. Get a pencil and write this down. DYIMedia.net, BenFrank.net, Radio.net. indymedia.org. Indie Media spelled IndyMedia.org. And support your local independent media and support this radio station as well. As for me, you can contact me, Ted H, all small letters, Ted H at TELUS.net. Till next time. Bye.